Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is your life too busy, too disorganized? Would you like to learn how to get a handle on things? Are you exhausted just thinking about Halloween and the holidays? I know I am. Can you imagine downsizing your life? Yeah, we hear a lot about downsizing these days. Downsizing the government, downsizing the workplace. But let's talk about downsizing your life. Tell me, do you forget everything and lose everything? I'm always losing my keys, my glasses, everything. And then I have to write everything down, and then I lose the note, my list. When was the last time you looked inside your closet? Tell me, is it reproducing? I know mine is. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to one of my favorite guests. She is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo.com. She has provided us with wonderful, informative, inspirational lessons and some great advice, all sprinkled with lots of humor. Before I introduce her, I'd like to invite you to call into the show today. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. Now, let me tell you about a little bit about one of my favorite guests. She is a nationally recognized expert on humor and laughter therapy. She's been featured in the New York Times, Family Circle, First Magazine, and Newsweek Japan on laughter as a current trend in the workplace. She was one of the first laughter leaders certified by the World Laughter Tour. Her work history includes Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando, where she was the swim pro. She has been in banking for over three decades through three economic cycles and three hair colors. I know the feeling. Her success as a speaker and trainer is her conviction to what she believes are the two basic tenets of the adult learning experience, food and fun. This laughter coach is a member of the Association of Applied Therapeutic Humor, Society for International Humor Studies, and the World Laughter Tour. She is the president and founder of Try Laughter Incorporated. It is my pleasure to welcome back to our show again Bobby White. Hi, Bobby. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thanks, January.
Oh, it's so good to have you back on the show. And before I went on the air, I got your email newsletter, And I just sat and laughed and laughed. It's fantastic. And the title this week is Downsizing My Overfloweth Life.
Sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's, how about if you read, do you have the article in front of you?
I do, actually. And
okay,
I also made a few, you know, just bullet points.
Okay, let's start in on it. Let's talk about what's your advice to my listeners for downsizing their overfloweth life.
Well, I have, this is a huge, oh, sorry, just slammed the door, the dog's barking. I just have a few unconventional, I call them unconventional creative tips, because there's a lot of parallels between a life that feels so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is part of time management, this is part of materials management in your home or at work. And so it's about carving out some time that is not, I call it busyness, not business, but busyness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my life, this is your life, this is many of our lives. And so one thing I like to do is, I call it, it's not on time, it's called time. And that's actually, one of my friends, Debbie, suggested this, to just get somewhere 5 minutes early.
You know,
I have a haircut tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. If I just could get there at 6:55, I can relax. If you could just get to work or a meeting, 5 minutes, it's such a breather. And so that's one of my tips. And that's hard for me because I push everything to the limit and to the minute.
I do too.
So that's a really easy tip, but hard. Do you want to discuss it, or do you want me to go on?
Oh, that is so hard. How about setting your? Have you ever tried setting your watch or your clock ahead?
I do. I actually my car is set ahead, but I don't know why that doesn't seem to work. I guess because I know it's set ahead. I set my clock in my bathroom when I'm getting ready ahead. And I've tried setting the kitchen and the living room, but my husband gets mad when things aren't on the dot because then he can't look at, you know, TV with a program because it's not on yet.
Okay.
So we have so many different clocks of time in our house. It's ridiculous.
Okay. You
but
know, the one thing. The one suggestion you had was start a journal, and you call it a humor catcher. Spot it, got it. And that's such a great idea to jot down things that make you laugh, isn't it?
Well, it kind of makes you pay attention to your world. I think we get so busy that we're missing a lot of the funny stuff that is just there for the taking. And it's all about finding little chunks of time to relax and to just cope. And writing for me is therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Writing for anyone is therapeutic. Now, some people write about their angst and their stress.
Yeah.
I choose the other side of the continuum about writing funny things. So when you're in traffic, when you're in line at the post office, when you're just anywhere, there's something funny going on. I mean, for example, I just took my dog to get her her nails clipped, and they said, "So you're here for you need your nails clipped?" I'm like, "Actually, yes, we both do." And so, and if only that they would have had a place for me, I could have done that too. But I said, you know, we've got all the tools at home, but we're so busy that my husband Jeff won't take the time to do it. So I paid $15, and it was worth every penny. And so it's not like we can't do it. He just won't do it, and I can't do it myself. And these people are professional manicurists. I don't know what you call a dog, mani or pedi, or they're both. They're kind of like bipolar nails, right?
Pocurist.
Yeah.
You know,
both
of us, I know, we write in the tradition of Irma Bombach, and she was just such an idol of mine. I just have read everything she's ever written. And one of the things she was so good at was doing exactly what you're talking about, taking time and just noticing the funny little things that happen every day. And it just adds so much to your life. Don't you agree?
Oh, my. I mean, there's a truck I took. I take pictures of everything. Thank goodness for the iPhone or phone with the camera. But there was a pickup truck, and this is my life. It says, this was a handyman advertisement on the door of this truck, and it said, for all those projects you can't get your husband to do. I am following this man to this truck to the end of the earth.
This guy could make a fortune. You know, speaking of fortunate, I'm going to talk about my fortunate sponsor, Successimo, and we're going to hear from them right now, and then we'll be back with some more fun and laughter with Bobby White.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think, learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is my January Jones with my wonderful friend Bobby White visiting with us. And Bobby, could you share your website information and tell people how they can sign up for your e-zine?
Oh, of course. All right. My website is trylaughter.com. It's trylaughter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there is you can see e-zine or, you know, newsletters. You'll see it there. Or Bobby's blog. I posted it in both places. And there's, if you go into, or you can find me on Facebook, too, and you can subscribe to the newsletter. And I don't send them ridiculously often, but, you know, once a month is my goal if I can squeeze in a second one. But anyway, if you can't figure it out from there, just shoot me an email at info@trylaughter.com. That's my email, and just tell me you want to subscribe, and I will do it myself for you and get you started.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll make it really easy.
You know, I get so many e-zines and promotions. I can't begin to tell you all the people that try to contact me. And I have to tell you honestly, Bobby, when your e-zine comes, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I take a few minutes, and I read it. I love it. And when you go to this e-zine, you can expect laughter, learning, and lasting ideas. It always makes my day after I read it. Let me give our listeners an example of how you started your article today. It says, you know your life is too full when Facebook friends post carving tips for savory roast. you stabbed their profile with your carving knife. Everyone complains it's getting darker earlier now. You reply, really, hadn't noticed. Fashion gurus talk about closet switches from summer to fall. Your reply, just more and layer them. Shop Talk turns to hearty soups. Your reply, we have a stove? It is just the way you write that just it tickles me. You are so humorous. Let's talk about this car wash thing. You wrote about the car wash in your article today.
Oh, yeah, my favorite dose of therapy. So it doesn't matter if your car is clean or dirty, because that's not why you're entering the car wash. Thank heavens car washes now take plastic. So even if you know, I think the most stressful thing of a car wash is you shove your money in the little mouth and it spits it back out because it's wrinkled or you did it upside down or something. So just take plastic as long as you have 50% chance of getting it in right. And then you go into the car wash and you just put it in park, or you can turn it off. But I leave the car on because I want to hear music, and my favorite is Bach for Babies.
Then you have
your own private water concert, and it is 5 minutes, I don't know, 7 minutes, whatever it is. If you get the deluxe wash, it's 10 minutes, but I just get the basic wash because I go often. And you will be amazed at how refreshed you feel upon exiting.
Okay, water therapy.
I am not kidding.
I like that. That's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
And the other thing you write.
So easy.
Yeah, the other thing you write about is walk the dog daily. Now, we walk our dog twice a day, and we have a community where we meet every day at 4:30 for we call it Pooch Party. And guess what?
Right.
Everyone brings a little cocktail.
For the dogs or for you?
No, for the adults.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's the idea. See, I finally acknowledge that I have more guilt with my pet than I did with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem is God bless them for being so loyal, because they just wait for you all day.
Uh-huh.
And I can't not walk Lily. I have a black lab named Lily White.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't not walk her after work.
I know.
I never thought when I became an empty nester that I would be racing home more often and quicker now than I did when my kids were waiting at home. Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Well, the thing I love about our dog is she's always so happy to see us. She never complains.
Nope.
She never asks for money.
No, true.
Dogs are great.
And then I'm sorry, didn't interrupt.
Oh, I was just going to say, dogs are great therapy, and I've researched it. And, you know, if you have a dog, it will add years to your life.
Well, yes, it does. And there's research that it proves that the endorphins, you get we'll just call it good mojo flowing through your body and your mind because they are good therapy. And not only that, it gets you out there physically. And that can help, you know, if you didn't have time to go to the gym, you still count this as something. I mean, it's not like we're racing, but, and, you know, your dog does stop occasionally. But, I mean, I took my dog in a race on Saturday, and there were lots of dogs, and it was so much fun.
Uh-huh.
And never mind we lost a little ground when she had to stop and go potty. But it was fine. Nobody cared. It's not like I was in it to win it. So, you know, lots of benefits there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
you know,
if you live in where, you know, the days are getting quite short, which I'm guessing is everywhere in the Western Hemisphere, it helps you acclimate to the changing season. In the dark, you know, you kind of have to get out there earlier if you don't like walking in the dark. There's lots of tools if you do walk in the dark. And also, if the weather is changing, getting colder, if you do it gradually, you're going to be able to walk more days in the winter.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and it's healthy for the dog, it's healthy for you, and it's another form of therapy that will get you through the day. You know, we're going to hear a word about your host, and when we come back, Bobby, I want to talk about holiday shopping and Halloween and getting ready for the holidays. We'll be right back with Bobby White.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
This is January Jones and my friend Bobby White, and we were just talking about downsizing your life. Let's talk a little bit, Bobby, about holiday shopping and doing all the things you have to do to get ready for the holidays.
Okay, well, the next holiday of substantial shopping, well, it could be Thanksgiving if that's a big deal in your house, but I'm more probably talking about Christmas, and this can cause a great deal of nervous tics and screaming for some people because it's just so overwhelming, and you feel like you just got finished from last Christmas.
Yeah.
And so my husband is not a Scrooge. And believe me, my children have plenty of toys. But he has a shopping mantra, which I would love to share, and it is so, so true.
Okay.
Don't spend any more time shopping for the thing than the recipient will spend enjoying it.
Okay.
Very
wise.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can also put that in terms of graduation gifts. That can become overwhelming. Especially, I had a friend who was a teacher at a community college. Can you imagine the number of invitations she got each year?
Yeah.
So what she did is she found a book, or well, she gave a little dictionary set. She just laid in a supply on her shelf, and everybody got the same gift.
Oh, wonderful!
I mean, who cares? They're not going to compare gifts.
No.
But I did that, too. I mean, every year if I come across a good book, for instance, last year I gave gobs of copies of the book Outliers because I just thought it was such a cool book to give a new graduate, whether guess mine are now mostly college, but still, you know, for high school it might be something else. I had six nieces and nephews graduate like boom, 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 6 years in a row. We're on the last one. They all get the same thing. They know what they're getting from Aunt Bobby. I don't care. You know, it's a what do they call it? A docking station if they're going to college.
Uh-huh.
They're going to need that.
Yes,
and then I give them a toolkit.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and it's just, it works. And it's not like my gift is going to be the end all.
No.
And I think that's what to keep in mind. Wedding gifts, the same thing.
Right. Okay, quickly.
I don't
we have
really
this...
go.
We just have a few seconds. Could we talk about hate? What do you do if you hate Halloween? And then talk about your Halloween camp.
Well, what I do is I don't hate it, but sometimes it's not real convenient. Uh-huh. I just set a basket of candy out on the front porch. I put a sign, said, sorry, had an emergency errand to run, help yourself. So
okay.
I have self-service Halloween at my house, and I've never gotten tricked. And I always have candy lips, so they all do the honor system, and it works. Another year, I sat in the garage, and I had laundry out there, and I folded my laundry, and I brought my candy, and I had a glass of wine. And
perfect.
The kids met me outside. So it was called a compromising Halloween.
Oh,
and there's some
good.
Neighbors down the street that they build a little fire pit, and they bring their lounge chairs out and have wine out in front of the campfire. So it doesn't have to be an annoying time. It can be something that you meet halfway. You know, I got my laundry done in the garage. How bad is that, right?
That sounds just perfect. And, you know, we do that in our neighborhood. We the kids all go around in a caravan and people decorate the houses. And for us, uh-huh. Halloween is almost getting to be as big as Christmas. And
yep.
We all love it. And speaking about the holidays, Bobby, I'm happy to announce that you will be coming back and doing a show with us, hopefully in November, about downsizing Thanksgiving. And then mm-hmm. in December, we're going to talk about downsizing Christmas. And I have you on the books. I hope to actually do a show on straightening out the garage, and then we'll talk about closets. So I've got you online for a lot of fun times with our listeners. And we're all looking forward to having you back again.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like I'm really organized.
You can do it. You can do it.
I fool a lot of people.
Yeah, we both do. Now, for all my listeners, our shows are on every day at 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time. Be sure to tune in live. And if you can't tune in live, be sure to catch our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com. We had over 25,000 listeners last month, and every day the show is getting bigger and bigger. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out our wonderful Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. Look it over and sign on. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. All of this information is available on the show page. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It's a brilliant plan, easy to implement anywhere, anytime. So for now, dear listeners, I want you to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, while you're thinking about downsizing your life with Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. This is January Jones, thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.